I'm happy today to be talking about Battle for Kandora, and I'm here with the Bloom family. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, before we talk about the game itself, I'm just really intrigued by the fact of bringing a family together to work on a game. A lot of times people wish that their parents would even play games with them, but you guys created one. Can you just tell me about, like, how you guys got that, you know, started? Like, what, you know, I know that you spoke about wanting to teach about independence, entrepreneurship, but can you just talk about how you all came together?
Well, about 5 years ago, my dad got really inspired. He's always wanted to make games. So he brought us all together, and we just, the first few years were a huge learning experience. We started learning how to do Photoshop. We even started in, what was the original one, like Paint.net, some really simple, basically MS Paint. But we just, I was 11 years old, Charlie was 10, and you were like 7 or so.
Yeah.
So we were all really young.
This
is Chandler. We're all really young, getting right into it. And just from there, it was just a buildup of learning and learning until, you know, we're here where we are today. And it was, like, it's awesome experience to get started and pretty cool. So.
Well, a lot of people might say it could be hard working with their parents. I mean, what is that like just day-to-day, like, getting things done? Because, you know, anyone that knows anything about just working, but in game development, there can be hard times, fun times. So is it, what's the dynamic working with a family besides maybe, you know, in if you didn't know the person?
I mean, you can't get fired.
That's true.
Yeah.
That would be pretty weird.
Wait.
We've threatened a few times.
No, but... Yeah, there is also a different level, you know. It's like when we're working together, it is kind of, you know, boss employee, but afterwards, you know, it's all still great family fun. You know, it's not like as strict as you might think, but it's as you know, it's a family environment, so it's not actually like, ugh, I hate working for my dad, you know, teen angst, but it's great time, so.
That's cool. So Battle for Kandora, the game's already out, came out on the 15th, is that correct?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So, in the game, you guys are putting together, like, the ultimate deck, and I like the storyline of humanity being taken over, being addicted to sweets. How did you guys come up with the concept for the game?
Well, yeah, Charlie actually was doing a lot of silly little game ideas when he was very young, and he started creating these characters... because he does all the character art. He started creating these characters that, and trying to come up with some rules for a card game, and we just kind of built it up from there. And then the story of Kandora actually started with my father, their grandfather. He would tell me bedtime stories and about this candy world. And so we just sort of took it from there and created this whole universe with a much... much darker story than, you know, my father ever told me, but it's still a lot of fun, and it's still good for families.
Yeah.
So, what as far as making the choice to release it on iOS, was there any particular reason going with that platform?
It's really just a resources and time issue. We are looking at what we're going to do next, and our plan is to bring it to PC and Android with a new version on a different game development platform. Basically, we started development 5 years ago, and you know, it's gone through so many different iterations and changes. The platform that we were on doesn't have an option to get to other platforms without a complete rewrite. So we decided we just wanted to get a game out there, get our feet wet, learn how to do it, and then we would work on all the other real business problems secondary. And we definitely want it on Android and PC. That's our next goal.
I like the idea of being able to collect cards, things like that. A lot of people love the idea. I looked at the trailer, which we're also going to show. What was the inspiration like with the design? Did that also just come from the stories that you were told, or like how did you guys put together design for the cards?
Most of the characters are actual like people from history. Like we have... Amelia Earhart in there is one of the characters. We also have Abraham Lincoln, Washington, etc. Mm-hmm. A lot of the characters are just people that have lived and done great stuff, and their ability design and everything is based off of what they did. the foods are just basic foods, and then the weapon, the toys are just things like that you would find, like a water pistol or a hammer around your house, right?
Yeah.
And a grenade.
I mean, you can find that around your house.
Some houses, maybe. So, in terms of, like, the production, what did each of you guys do on the project?
Well, I made every single animation in the game that you see. I use Spine. It's a 2D skeletal animation program. And
I made the music and the character art.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much just tested it all and made sure it all worked. Yeah. And I also helped with some of the ability design. He also did icons as well for all the abilities.
Yeah. So basically animator, artist, lead tester. So yeah.
And I do the programming.
And I make sure they all keep doing their jobs each day.
Ah, so the taskmaster.
That's right.
Awesome. So, overall, what do you hope for people to get out of the experience with this game?
Have fun. That's the main point of most games. Like, definitely. I mean, it's pretty simple. If you're enjoying the game, then that's great. That's a win for us. So.
We worked really hard on the freemium model. We didn't want it to be pay to win or any of those types of things. We want people to be able to play our game. We're trying to build fans. We want people to enjoy the kind of games that we like. Obviously, there's ways to buy things in our game, but people can complete the game without, you know, spending any money. And that's what we really want. We want to see people finish our games and enjoy them and want more from us. That's what we hope to get out of this experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really great because, like I see that it's free to play, and then you can also buy things if you wish. But that's really awesome that you can go through and play the game and get all you want out of it, you know, without having to pay. But I think what happens is that when developers do that, then you say, hey, you know what? I do want to buy this instead of when it's pushed on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hopefully. I mean, if people just play it, we'll be all right, too, really. I mean, it's very hard. This business is super hard, and it's for us, it's not about that. I just wanted them to experience entrepreneurship. I wanted them to know how hard things like this are, because everybody wants to make games, right? I mean, you talk to everybody, oh, I want to make a game, yeah, and they start doing it, and then they, you know.
They give up.
What do you think, Charlie? Was it easy? Right? So I mean, it's a lot of work, and it's way more work than I even realized when we started doing it, and, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah, want to have fans.
Well, that's definitely awesome to have that experience, you know, to learn that kind of stuff. I mean, when I was growing up, it was like, go sweep the yard, you know? But to be able to work on a development, learn about the process, learn about the hardships and everything, even coming out and doing media, that's really a great experience. So do you guys think that overall you want to keep working in gaming and doing things like that?
Yeah, definitely for me. I'm super interested in staying in the gaming industry. My college years are just coming up, so I'm trying to get a plan set up to get something in the industry. So I think my brothers would say the same right now.
So who's the best player out of all of you guys?
Me.
Oh! I see. Well, that settles it then. Well, Barry, Sheila, Connor, Charlie, and Chandler, thanks for coming on and talking with us about the game today.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot for having us.
We really appreciate your time.
No problem. So the game is Battle for Kandor, and you guys can get it on iOS for free right now. So go out and get it. Support these guys because it is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.